So just a few ha'aris as it relates to the Gemara that we had in the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the epic story that the Gemara tells that took place Vayihi b'yos Yeshua b'richa. Now there's a lot of classic, well-known raid on this Gemara, but Ein beis medrash v'loy chiddush. So the Gemara says that Yeshua ben Nun is camping at Yericho. It's the night before they're going to wage war against Yericho. And Yeshua ben Nun and the Chevra, the Yidden, they weren't learning Torah. And Hashem sent a malach to give toichacha to Yeshua ben Nun. The pasuk says that Yeshua ben Nun's in Yericho, vayar, v'hinei ish oimid l'negdoi, and he sees that there's a person standing across from him. V'charbe shlufa biyadai, and he has a sword that's drawn. Vayelach Yeshua elav, Yeshua goes to him, vayomer and he tells him, halonu atam, are you with us or are you with the enemy? Vayomer and he told him, neither. Ani sar tzva Hashem, I am a sar tzva Hashem, atabasi, I've come now. Yeshua ben Nun bows down, and he says, what's this message that you're coming to deliver? And the Gemara told us the rest of the story. The Gemara says that the malach came, and he gave toichacha to Yeshua ben Nun. He said, yesterday you mevatel the tamid shel bein rabbayim, and now, right now, the Ilum's not learning. So you, number one, you mevatel the avodah, and number two, you mevatel Torah. And that's why I've come to give you Musar. So Yeshua ben Nun says, Aleza mehem basa, which one are you coming for? Amaleza told him, Atabasi, I'm coming now. I'm coming for what you did now. Meaning, what are you violating this second? Not the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. It's too late to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. It's because you're not learning now. So I'm coming because of the fact that you're being mevatel Torah. And the Gemara says, you see from here, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yotzei Ma'akravas Tmidim, because why was he coming? He's coming because of the fact that he was mevatel Torah. He's not coming because of the fact that he was makriv the carbon tamid. It's a little bit unclear, though, how the Torah Shebaal Peh, how the Mesorah of Chazal fits in to the pasuk. Meaning, if you look at the exchange that Yeshua ben Nun has with the malach in the pasuk, it doesn't seem to true up with what the Gemara says is what actually happened. And interestingly enough, Tosfos, right here in the Gemara, struggles with this a little bit. And says Tosfos, what's Pashup Shad? Where do you see that the malach is giving Teichacha about the fact that they weren't makiv the carbon tamin, and the fact that they're not learning Torah? Then Yeshua ben Nun's not sure which one of the two are you coming for, and then the malach tells him, no, I'm coming because you're mevatel Torah. So Tosfos says, I think the pshat's like this. Says Tosfos, that what did Yeshua ben Nun ask the malach? Yeshua ben Nun asks the malach, halonu ata im litzarenu? Pasha, are you with us? Or are you against us? Says Tosfos, you know what he was asking? Halonu ata, did you come because of Talmud Torah? As it says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Oi, he said, is the reason you're here is because of the karbanos. Shemeginim aleinu mitzareinu. Halanu ata im litzareinu. This is the question that Yeshua ben Nun posed. Are you coming because of Torah tziva lanu, because of Talmud Torah, im litzareinu, or is it because we mevatel the karbanos that's supposed to be megin al litzareinu? What was the malach's teretz? Vayoyim aloi kanit sar tzva Hashem atabasi. I'm coming for Torah. What does Torah have to do with ata? The chsiv bei va'ata kisvu lachem es ashira azayis. He says, I'm coming because of the fact that you are mevatel Torah. Salonu ata im litzareinu. Is it Torah tziva lanu Moshe, or is it karbanos that amogam mitzareinu? And what was the teretz? The teretz was atabasi. It's because of va'ata kisvu lachem es ashira azayis. It's your dua that the Panovich Rav asked a very obvious question on this Gemara, and the way Tosfos is mefarish the Gemara, and that is, if the question of Halanu Atam Litzareinu is, Halanu is Torah, and Litzareinu is Avodah, so what should the Malach have said? Not Atobasi, he should have used the word Lanu. Yeshua ben Nun says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, or Karbanos that amogim mitzareinu. He told him, v'ata kisvu lachem es ashira azayis. Why are we talking about v'ata kisvu lachem es ashira azayis? It's tanoi chitim v'hoidolai b'sairin. Now, it's me'inyin le'inyin, but it's inyin, they're both about Talmud Torah. But if Yeshua ben Nun used the pasuk Torah tziva lanu Moshe, so why would the response have been v'ata kisvu lachem es ashira azayis? So the Panovich Rav said a davar nifla. The Panovich Rav said that what the Malach was telling Yeshua ben Nun, he says, I understand why you're not learning Torah. I understand why right now the Olam is not learning, because you're preparing for battle. Tomorrow's a big day, and everyone's nervous, and everyone's worried, and who can learn Torah at a time like this? Who has the Yishuv Adas? The Gemara says, Shmaita Bayi Tzlusa. You need a certain Clarkite in order to be able to learn Torah, and who has that Clarkite right now? Of course you don't, and that's why you're not learning, and I understand. And by the way, from the standpoint of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Meirash Akilas Yaakov, Tosen Nishta Tzait Falernin. And Achinami, you're 100% right. Maybe you're potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even. But said the Panovich Rav, if you would appreciate va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira azos, that Torah is pikudei Hashem yishar mesam chilev. Torah is a shira. Torah is music. Torah is a song. Torah is the most geschmacka thing in the world. Then not only would you not feel that you can't learn now, but to the contrary, this is what you would be doing now. You'd be learning. Because if a person is in a matzav of a tzara, lulei sayroscha shashuai ozavadli tiba'anyi, so that's what you were doing. So the Panovich Rav said, the Malach told Yeshua Benon, I can't be teveya you, Torah tzivalanu Moshe. I'm being teveya you, va'ata kisvu lachem es ashira azois. That's what I'm being teveya. We spoke out this Panovich Rav more than once, but one time that we spoke this out, we shteltzu, another vart that the Panovich Rav said, it was Mesechtes Erevin. We had just spoken out the epic tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvas Dvar Yeshua from Yeshua Mendel Arenberg when he was on the cast in the train together with the Satmar Rav, and they were engrossed and engaged in the complexities of the laws of Tchumen. A fascinating, fascinating tshuva. So we said over that I heard once from Mary Virabi, Rabbi Shua Bashlita, that he said that the Panovich Rav once said that the Gemara says that Bashah Sheyotze Rabbi Akiva Lahariga, when they took Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva was on death row with Papas Ben Yehuda, and they killed Rabbi Akiva. So it says Zman Kriyashma, it was Man Kriyashma, and Rabbi Akiva started saying Kriyashma, and as he said Kriyashma, they killed Rabbi Akiva, Yotze Nishmase Be'echad, and the Baskel came, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, and we all know the story. But the Gemara says it was Shas Kriyashma, so the Panovich Rav asked, he says, I don't understand. He says, why did the Gemara have to say that it was Man Kriyashma? And if it wasn't Man Kriyashma, every Yid throughout the Dairis always gave up his life saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It would have been more pashit that it wasn't punk the Zman Kriyashma, but Rabbi Akiva is about to give up his life, and the way he's giving up his life is by saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the Panovich Rav said that the pshat is because if it wasn't the Zman Kriyashma, Rabbi Akiva would not have gone to the gallows. He wouldn't have gone into the gas chamber saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He would have gone in the middle of a Tosfos. He would have gone in holding a middle of a sugya. He said that's the way he would have gone. Punkta was man kriyashma hoysa, and that's why he went Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But otherwise, v'altege gangin v'atakis v'lachem es hashira azois. That's the way he would have gone. That's another vart from the Panovich Rav. But tell you, just to jump around him, inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan. I once heard from the Lutzke Rav, b'shem the Lutzke Rav, Reb Zalman Saratskin. So he said that what's the pshat that the Malach came to give Teichacha to Yeshua Benon, right? So he comes to give Teichacha, it's the night before a war, and then they're not learning. So he comes to tell him, v'atakis v'lachem es hashira azois. So he said, after learning the Gemara, we're informed that the Malach was actually coming to give Teichacha. Right? That's what he was. He was coming to give Teichacha. So he asked, why was the Malach dressed up like a warrior? It says, Vayar, Yeshua Benon looks up, he's holding the sword. He came dressed to fight, like a five-star general. L'chura, he should have came like a Rosh Hashiva. Instead of coming with a sword, he should have came with a shtender. And he should have given a clap, and he says, we have to learn Chayvus Alvavus, we have to learn Ramchal, I don't know. But L'chura, why did he come as a warrior? If he was about Musar, he should have came giving Musar. So the Lutzke Rav said, the Pshat Zazai, he said that what he was coming to say was, that the Gemara says in Masechtes Makis, Daf Yudam and Aleph, says the Gemara, Shir Hamalos, Oimdeis Hoyu Ragleinu B'Sharayich Yerushalayim, Mi Garam L'Ragleinu Sheyamdu B'Milchama, who was Garam that the Yidden were successful at war? Shari Yerushalayim Chayo Oiskin B'Tayra. It was the Shari Yerushalayim that were being Oisik in Tayra. So the Lutzke Rav said that you see from the Gemara Makis Daf Yudam and Aleph that what gives the Yidden success at war? It's the Torah, it's the Tefillah. Eilav Varecha ve'eilav Asusim v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Nasker Hishtadlus. But at the same time, we believe and we understand that at the end of the day, mi garam l'raglenu sheyamnu b'mulchama, it's Shari Yerushalayim shayo iskim b'Tayra. So the Malach came to Yeshua Benun, and the Malach told Yeshua, I'm not being teveyu hilchas tam b'Tayra. I can't be today, you Hilchas Talmud Torah. But he said, you're going to fight a war tomorrow. He says, you have to be learning because mi garam lanu, what is going to allow you to be successful? It's Shari Yerushalayim, Shayayiskim B'Torah. So he says, you have to be learning not mitzad Hilchas Talmud Torah, mitzad Hilchas Tachsusei Melchama, mitzad the Melchama. And that's why he didn't come dressed like a Rosh Hashiva. He came like a Rebbe. He came like a warrior. He said, Yeshua Benon, you want to win this war? You want to fight? The way you're going to have to fight, this is the way you're going to have to do it. I was thinking that, you know, the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel, so when the Rambam talks about Sheva Levi, then he fears, oh, it's V'Lei Sheva Levi B'Vat. Because everyone knows the end of the Rambam, when the Rambam says V'Lei Sheva Levi B'Vat. But that's just the Rambam saying who is included in the whole Shulchan Aruch of Sheva Levi. So what's the Shulchan Aruch of Sheva Levi? You have to move back a few sifim in the Rambam. So the Rambam talks about the Levim, and he says that Levi is different, they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and he goes through some of the things that Levi is exempt from. One of the things the Rambam says is that Shevi Levi doesn't fight wars. Shevi Levi doesn't have to fight a war. Number one, I think it's interesting. Shevi Levi, they're potter. There's a Mechemes Mitzvah. Everyone's out and fighting. Shevi Levi doesn't have to fight. We know there was a Kohen that was the Meshuach Melchama. He was the chief of staff. He was the highest ranking general in the army. He was a Kohen. He came from Sheva Levi. What's Pashim Shah? So I looked in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Derech Amunah. So he has a little bit of an arichas from Rishonim. There's a Mardchai Masechta Skitin. I didn't have a chance to go through it, but there's nice Marmakoimus apparently on this kashna. Luchura, it's an obvious question. The Meshuach Melchama is from Sheva Levi. So if the Meshuach Melchama is from Sheva Levi, how does it stem with what the Rambam says that Sheva Levi is the way Archa Melchama? The Rishonim already addressed this question. But the bottom line is, I was thinking, Kubi, it's not the Pshat Sheva Levi's potter from Hilchas Melchama. Avada the Chayiv in the Melchama. But they fight the war in a different way. They're not fighting the wars with guns. They're not fighting the wars with swords. The way they're fighting is Mi Garam L'Raglenu She'yamdu B'Melchama It Shari Yerushalayim Shaya Oiskim B'Torah. They're just as Chayiv in Melchama as everybody else is Chayiv. No Ptor Sheva Levi's not potter. V'Loi Archa Melchama. It's a different Mahalach. But of course, there's shutfin in the Muhammad. And that's what the Malach was coming to tell Yeshua ben Nun. He came and he says, go learn. Go learn. I mean, that's old school. But he says, that's what you're coming to tell me? If you want me to learn, come with all geschmack. He says, that's what he was doing, because he was trying to say that by you learning, that's the way you're going to be successful in war. That's the proverbial.